The AAT, or Administrative Appeals Tribunal, I should say, is an independent body that overlooks many government decisions. Most of them are bureaucratic. However, after it overturned decisions on asylum seekers' visa applications earlier this week, the Federal Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, made some pretty strong comments questioning its independence and processes. So, is the AAT just doing its job, or do Minister Dutton's comments have any basis? Well, for more on that, we're joined now by Tim O'Connor, the spokesperson from the Refugee Council of Australia, to take us through the processes a bit more in depth. Welcome on the show, Tim.
Good morning.
So I suppose the basic thing is, we've been hearing a lot about the Administrative Appeals Tribunal this week, but could you actually tell us about what it does? Because, I mean, I for one am a bit confused about the whole process.
Well, so the Administrative Appeals Tribunal has many functions, but one of them is to review decisions made by the Department of Immigration if people appeal against one of those decisions. So people who come to Australia, for instance, seeking asylum for whatever reason, some bureaucrat in the department doesn't agree with their case, they'll be knocked back and they have an independent right of appeal, just as any other person could and should have.
Okay, and so does the tribunal work any differently for visa applications process for people seeking asylum?
Well, I mean, the goalposts here have just constantly shifted. So the current process, depending on when you arrive, you'll either go through the AAT or through another body of the AAT called the IAA. So many acronyms, but one thing remains is that is an independent review of a bureaucratic decision. And it's a pretty outrageous attack by the minister this week on an independent judicial body. I mean, one of the people running it, excuse me, he's just retired, very esteemed judge, and it seems a fairly personal attack from the minister, and it's extremely concerning considering the dehumanisation and vilification of asylum seekers that have occurred under this government and previous governments in Australia.
For sure. So I suppose your countenance to Minister Dutton's comments would be that the processes are in fact fair. Now, Minister Dutton did point out that the outgoing president was a former Labor federal MP. Does this actually have anything to do with how the tribunal actually operates? Like, I mean, does politics, you know, inevitably shift the decisions, in your opinion?
Oh, I mean, absolutely not. I mean, he's operating as an independent judicial officer of the Crown. He's, you know, he's guided by laws. You know, the department, of course, has the opportunity to, appeal if they don't agree with the decision. So, I mean, this is an outrageous attack, and it's typical of the sorts of attacks we've seen on, you know, very vulnerable people, people seeking asylum. This is basically their last chance. So, you know, we've seen cases recently of people being deported back to Syria. We've seen people being sent back to Afghanistan, you know, who haven't been accepted to Australia. I mean, these are incredibly dangerous places. And they need to have the right of review, because ultimately what it means is potentially a person's life hangs in their hands. So this independent judicial review is crucial.
For sure. And so is the process of applying for a refugee protection visa in Australia, do you think that's stringent enough at the moment?
Well, in our view, it's draconian, the sorts of measures that people do need to go through. I mean, what we do, if we look back over the last, you know, 35 years, back to the 80s, and you look at the number of people that have come by boat, 4 out of 5 of them have been found to be refugees. In the 5 years up until 2013, when the boat stopped arriving, that figure was over 90%. So the vast majority of people who come here seeking our safety, when they arrive by boat, are genuine refugees. And so it's pretty outrageous for the minister to sort of come out with this, attack upon an independent body, an independent judicial body, because it doesn't suit his agenda.
Yes, of course. I suppose one criticism might be from the Minister Dutton, or from people who feel that they aren't stringent enough, is that we saw recently, earlier in the week, the News Corp publication, they released a front page about various people who had been granted asylum seekers who had actually gone back to their country of origin on various occasions. What would you say of people who raise that criticism against...
I think you know, that's a genuine criticism to raise, but we don't know the facts. I mean, the reality is situations change in different countries. Ahmadinejad, who was in charge when many of these people left, is no longer in power in Iran. Sure, the situation there, you know, is incredibly difficult and draconian as well for many of the Iranians. But you know, people's situation change. And when they have the protection of Australian citizenship, maybe then they do have the opportunity. I mean, again, we're not privy to the specific cases, but there's a lot more detail here. And just cherry-picking, you know, a small number of facts to try and push a political agenda is absolutely outrageous. And to do so and attack an independent judicial body is outrageous. And we're glad to see the Law Council of Australia come out and raise those, those exact claims, saying, you know, Minister Dutton's comments are really erode Australia's institutions, and not just the AAT, but all independent judicial institutions. For a Minister of a Crown to do that, it's simply mind-boggling.
Now, obviously, it's important to have government checks on government power, rather. Do you feel like that the AAT or any other of those independent bodies are under threat at the moment from the government?
Well, it certainly would seem with attacks like this that, you know, independent judicial bodies are coming under some threat. And we've seen with things like the Border Force Act, where, you know, people now who witness, whether it be physical abuse or sexual abuse or other sorts of issues in Nauru and Manus, so they come back to Australia and talk about it here, they can be sent to jail for 2 years. This is the kind of draconian legislation that is being put in place to protect Australia, so the government says. But really, these are the most vulnerable people in the world. They're fleeing persecution. They're running for their lives. And what we're doing is we're sending to these hellholes and then threatening people who from Australia who want to go and assist them, that if they talk about what they see there, they'll be sent to jail. We'll look back on this in 20 years and we won't be able to believe this has happened.
Tim O'Connor, thank you very much for joining The Daily.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was Tim O'Connor from the Refugee Council of Australia. Tell us about the role of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal after Immigration Minister Peter Dutton had criticised it this week.